Here's your midday brief for Tuesday, July 27th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The Centers for Disease Control is expected to recommend that vaccinated people resume wearing masks in public indoor spaces in areas with high or substantial COVID-19 transmission. That's according to a person familiar with the decision. The move comes as the highly contagious Delta variant spreads. It marks a change from the CDC's previous guidance that vaccinated people no longer needed to wear a mask or physically distance in most indoor and outdoor settings. The man accused of killing 8 people, including 6 women of Asian descent, at an Atlanta spa in March, pleaded guilty this morning and was sentenced to 4 life sentences. Robert Aaron Long still faces multiple charges for the murders of 4 other people at several other Atlanta-area spas. U.S. home prices continue to rise at record rates. The Case-Shiller National Home Price Index was up 16.6% in May compared to a year ago, fueled by low mortgage interest rates and strong demand. Phoenix, Arizona topped the list with the fastest home price growth in the country for the 24th straight month. And at the Tokyo Olympics, U.S. gymnast Simone Biles withdrew from today's team competition due to a medical issue. The U.S., which was aiming for its 3rd straight gold medal in the team event, finished 2nd to Russia. Biles' status for the rest of the games, including the individual gymnastics competition, is unclear. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.